All right, let's get the show on the road here. Welcome to our pre-show for Thursday. And it's a rare new show for Thursday because we backed up to Encores because we had some other business. Just shit got really heavy. And today I got home from this fucking audition today, man. I was like just dead. God damn it, man. I don't know what it is. Really tired, man. What the fuck is this? I'm watching some cheese ball. TCM, you know, I have it on TCM because it's easy on the eyes. It's black and white and it's old school movies. And I can just sort of like, you know, zone out on some of that shit. But some of it gets too weird looking. Like, you know, I would rather see like Vietnam War highlights or so. Anyway, thank you very much, Rory, for the filth file script. Rory is a great guy and he submits, you know, and like any writer, you know, he's at the mercy of the person he's submitting it to. And I think I have to work on this one, Rory. This is a filth file one and I like it. I do, but I've got to kind of clean it up a little bit. And not even clean it up is a wrong term. I need to, again, you know, as we discussed, less is more. And I'll give an example of what I mean, Roy. Filth file, cock-flavored soup, the Frosty Boy. That's really all you need to say. Now, you may say to me, well, I mean, then all I'm doing is just copying down what the BSP said. And yeah, that's true. So you might want to, you know, then think about creating something that is entirely not just a, you know, taking something from maybe memes that we do or that the BSPs do or something that you have seen that you have, you know, take something out of your own experience, man. Take something out of your own life that you see every day and just bullet point it. For instance, you could say, I see Mavis doing this or I see Bobby Dooley doing this. And you can say, semi truck on the freeway with a big sign that said cock soup. Let's say it wasn't a filth file meme. Let's say it's something you saw. Cock soup. Almost drives car off road. Contacts attorney for possibility of lawsuit. You don't even have to say who he's suing. Talked out of it by, maybe talked out of it because maybe he had his dick out. Maybe he was jerking off. Maybe he was already looking at some dirty magazine, you know, something like that. So you can kind of take it anywhere you want to take it, and it doesn't have to be as detailed. I hope I'm being clear, but really, it would be, for instance, if we did the, like, say you thought of this one, Rory. Steve Bozell, daughter's dog pees on him. He decides to sue the dog and the daughter. Wife thinks he's crazy. Roy Hutchins makes fun of him. Steve is told by Dolores Blazingame, it's a winner. Boom. That's all you need. That's all you fucking need. Because watch what that did. Here's the beginning, the dog peeing. And here is sort of the culmination of it all. Dolores Blazingame says, it's a fucking winner. Okay? Now, that's Steve's world. Obviously, what we pour into that is all the conflicting shit that's going to go along with it. No, you ain't. It's not a winner. You're going to get your ass kicked. Dolores is ripping you off. No, she's not. And his tension and his contention with me and the panel and everybody else comes from that. But you have the beginning, you have the ultimate in consulting the attorney, the end, you have all the things that happen in between, the daughter, the wife, Roy Hutchins, all of those things that we know very well that Steve puts up with, you know. that's what I would do if I were you. And I'm not saying that you're doing it wrong, but I can tell you, having done this for as long as I have, detail is great, man, in improv. It's a great thing to have, but generally the detail is coming from up here, and I'm not really reading it off a script. But what I would say is this, what I think is great about this is it's a segment of Margaret talking about the filth file and lots of examples of it. And I could do with or without all of the particulars. For instance, you know, these details like Robert asking why we can't see chicken, or Bud gets beat up, that kind of stuff. That is not really germane to the bit itself. backdoor receiver.
Can you imagine that? And look at the young, look at the beautiful face on this girl. I am hard pressed to believe.
You don't think she'd take it backdoor?
You know something, Phil?
All right, bud, just, you know, you're already on thin ice. You know, that kind of thing. Says here he has to be thrown out of the studio. Well, that's fine. Throwing Bud out of the studio can be, it's got to be specific because we got a problem with Marga getting too physical with Bud. I think it sends the wrong message to the, you know, because that's the, you think that I don't edit these things, but I do in terms of your responsibility to the audience, your responsibility to the, you know, just physical violence is funny to a point, you know, it's slapsticky to a point, and then it gets to be too much, and then it's like, you know, Bud getting his ass kicked. Bud having his ass beat in the first few times is pretty funny, but having it as a regular feature, I'm not even saying you're saying that. You're probably just saying he gets thrown out of the studio. Maybe. I think it's too easy a resolution for Bud. I think we need to resolve him in more than one way. You know, throwing him out of the studio is one thing, but also telling him to shut up is one thing. I think he wins the fight, he wins the argument. As he sometimes does, you know. So, anyway. I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at here, man, but it is really bugging the shit out of me, so I'm going to change the channel on this fucking thing. What the fuck? Come on, man, let's get some sports on this fucker. I'm looking at the, who won this game? The Islanders? Or the Hurricanes? Or is Carolina going to advance? I don't know. There's something about a team from the South winning the Stanley Cup that just bugs the fuck out of me. Who's this guy? This is game-winning goal. Yeah, so Carolina won the game. It looks like they're at home. Where do they play that for their games? In Raleigh? Seeking first conference final appearance since 2009. They used to be the Hartford Whalers. And the Hartford Whalers used to be in the old World Hockey Association. The Hartford Whalers used to be the New England Whalers. And the New England Whalers started life in the WHA. Along with the Edmonton Oilers, and I don't know who the fuck else, the Quebec Nordiques, which moved to Colorado. They're now the Avalanche. Who the hell, whoever else came over from the WHA? I think Vancouver? No, Vancouver was an expansion team in the NHL. That might be it. No, there's got to be more. I think, were there four teams that came over from the WHA? So they really, the Whalers thought they were going to, you know, steal the thunder from the Boston Bruins. Wasn't going to happen, so they moved to Carolina, and I guess they've done okay. Open net goal. It was an open net goal. 5-2. Jeez, they kicked their fucking ass. They lead the series 3-0. Nice going, Islanders. Fuck you. Get out of here. I'm a traditional NHL fan. I like, you know, more of the old school teams. Yeah, I'll put on Sports Mix. Fuck it. Gives a shit. So if I were just to fly into this today, it'd be like, just I'd fly right into this thing, man. I just have it just. And these are some things now. I know, and Margaret would even comment on the fact that everybody thinks it's a big joke, and everyone is giggling about this over on that BSP page.
Yeah, a lot of people are giggling about it.
That's what I just said. But
all right, what are they giggling about? I mean, I can guess.
Well, you can guess. I mean, the cock soup. I was.
Well, I'm talking about cock soup. What do you mean cock soup? What is that?
It's soup. It's chicken soup, General, but
it might even turn into an extended piece about how the filth file is not really the filth file. If I personally don't think it's you put it in there if it's intentional. That's like a lame manipulation. What made it funny originally was that it was in unintended, you know, stuff. Oh, fuck, the guy called Come and Go, you know, K-U-M. Well, I don't know, the guy that spelled that probably had it in mind, but. But if it's intentional, then it ain't funny. I don't think it is, anyway. We want to put our meat in your mouth is not filth file. We want to put our meat in your mouth is a satire of steakhouse slogans and hamburger joint slogans. You wouldn't say we want to put our meat in your mouth is a filth file thing because that's an intentionally rude play on the advertising that steakhouses and hamburger joints and rib joints do. Okay, wait till you taste our meat, you know, and okay, let's slip it in here. And then we took it, you know, even to the nth degree, which is we'd like to slip our meat. I want to force, you know, remember that? That's one of the funniest shows I've ever done with Ted is I want to directly and without your permission put my meat in your mouth. Whatever. So you get the idea. It's good stuff, Rory. I think we'll use this tonight. And then, God damn it, these goddamn glasses. But I ain't kidding you, man. I'm just fucking beat. Jesus. Now, what else is going on? A lot of stuff is popping. I wish I could tell you about it, but I can't. But there's a couple things popping. I'm not even going to go into it, but it ain't popping. Let me put it this way. It will be, I've from out of left field. And I got a call today from a longtime professional acquaintance of mine. Cat that's in sales, a guy that's in management, a guy that's in, he reps in all different areas. And pitched me an idea. And I said, Jesus Christ, you know, it was great. It was daunting. Daunting meaning not anything I can't do. Daunting in that, okay, you know, I can just see the reaction. But having said all of that, it was exciting, and it's been kind of an exciting week, actually. Getting the call back on the spot. I don't know if I'm going to get the job. I imagine I'll hear tomorrow if I get the job or not. By the way, in that callback I did today for the commercial I was telling you about, they liked it, you know. That's the second time in a row that I've gone into a room and I got the producers laughing. So that's not a bad thing. And the guy that I was reading with, the other guy on the scene, they were laughing at his shit because we were asked to, required to actually ad lib some improv some shit. And, you know, I love improving. Christ, if they let me improv shit all day long, I'd have that motherfuckers laughing. Now, let's talk about the show on the 25th at UCB on Sunset. I know it's not, the link isn't, for tickets isn't up yet. Just keep visiting the link and it'll be there. We're a little bit ahead of the gun. I talked to Hal, who's helping me produce it. He said, just go ahead and start plugging it now. He said, should have plugged it yesterday. I said, well, okay, that's what we're doing. So UCB Sunset, May 25th, 9 p.m. I've got a couple people lined up to do some individual, you know, kind of some their own shit, you know, bringing some people on, Phil Henry and Friends type people. And, you know, there's a little bit of prepping. There's some things I got to do here, man, to pull it together. And also we're going to rehearse, as I mentioned, we're rehearsing next week a puppet aspect to this, which I'm particularly interested in and kind of excited to do. If you're in L.A., come on out, man. I wish I could get... UCB is different from a lot of venues. You know, it's not about comping tickets. I mean, I suppose I could comp some tickets, but it's a small... Even though UCB is in New York, it's in Los Angeles, it's a, you know, it's an enterprise, it's a going concern. The theater provides a performance space for artists to do their shit, man. To that end, you know, they're providing a great service. I'm not a stand-up comic, and I don't think I'll ever be a stand-up comic because I don't work well in that format. I don't think that way, and I don't, you know, my hat's off to stand-up comics. I think they've got amazing skills, but I ain't one of those guys. I'm more of a storytelling kind of character, like my Keith Ferguson said, and I very famously, there are people that say funny things and people that say things funny, and I'm more like the latter. So May 25th, 9 p.m. at UCB Sunset, and that's the UCB Theater on Sunset Boulevard. They have another one on Franklin, which is the one that I've been more familiar with, and the one on Sunset is starting to get more people in there. They want to get more acts in there and get that theater going, you know. The Hollywood Improv that I used to do Phil Henry and Friends at, there's an improv in Brea, there's an improv in Irvine, there's the improv in Ontario, right? Yeah, there's the improv out in Ontario, the improv in Hollywood. So these are clubs that they have throughout the LA area, in Metro LA, and they're very successful. As far as I know, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So hopefully same thing can happen for UCB. And probably is already happening for UCB on Sunset.
okay? You understand what my point is, don't you? Okay, good.
Okay, Friday, and then I'm going to go and do a podcast for Alex Subi, who's Mo Collins' husband. He's an actor, and he has a new podcast, and I'm going to go and record that on Friday. He's a terrific, nice guy, you know, and looks like it might be fun. What the fuck is this? Oh. Let me see something here, man. It's not going to be funny. Let's see how we're doing. Oh, it's not there. Motherfucker. This is really, really, really... just don't get it, man. Just not really familial with the stuff, what goes down and like that. You dig me? A lot of things here, but I'm going to have to really get my shit together and loading this thing in because it's just not going on, man, the way I want it to. That's got it. That's what I was looking for. That's what I need. Man, I need that. Yeah. What? What I wouldn't give for another cup of coffee. But I guess I got to make that motherfucker myself because ain't no fucking buddy here going to make it for me. I am all by my lonesome here. Ain't nobody in this motherfucker going to make me a cup of coffee. Testing 1, 2. All right, what am I forgetting? Okay, what do we got going on, man? Where's the... Hello, Phil Henry here, and... See, I even have a thought now. David G. Hall calls up and says, will you quit leaning on that filth file? What's going on, David? What do you need?
Well, what do I need? You got Margaret over here with this filth file. Margaret, give it a rest, will you? 1, 2. See that? You know, I do not like that, man. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Margaret, you ought to give that filth file a rest. You know, you get Jesus H. Christ. Well, I got people say, what? So,
David, there are some things that are concerning.
All right, so someone calls it cock soup. So what?
See, this is what I'm saying.
All right, the kid's going to laugh. So they call it cock soup. What do you want from me?
I'm not asking you to do a thing. I'm saying, let's monitor this because they're doing it on purpose.
All right, yeah, I did that. Okay. Phew, man. Fuck, damn, shit, fuck. Now, I had a Kenny Slag I was going to do tonight that I thought was very funny. I'm Kenny Slag, and for the next half hour, I'm going to be telling you about the principles of abundance in the 21st century and how that combines with a new Kenny Slag offer, something that cannot be offered anywhere else. It combines the ancient texts of the repetition of affirmation. Kenny Slag, repetition of affirmation. Yeah, Kenny, yeah, Kenny, yeah, Kenny, yeah, Kenny. Yeah, Kenny, yeah, Kenny, yeah, Kenny, yeah, Kenny. When you chant yeah, Kenny, Yakini is the key to extending the size of one of your appendages 2 full inches. I can't tell you what, I'm already under a court order to clean things up, you know. That was my original thought. Under a court order. Now, hold the fucking phone, because I got to figure out something here, man. Yakini, yakini, yakini. All right, now. Here we go. This is for 22, 29. Come on, man. I know where it is. So I got to find this copy. There it is. Hey, Phil, attach schedule for 429. Okay, so how many times do we do this spot? 2 D-herbs for this week. Yeah. Cool. All right, so I got to do that. I better have fucking done one already. I'll do 2 of them. And a Pluto. 1 Pluto. I just don't know if I did that on Monday's show was the 29th. I'm not sure what I did on the 20th. I'm pretty sure I might have covered at least one of them on the 29th. D-Herbs is a name you can trust, which is why I put my name on it. Just go online and you'll see.
You don't let people hang up, right?
Sorry, man. I didn't know. Well, right? Yes. Live events like our once-a-month 48-hour marathons that we started. There's no better recording. That's right. Radio in the history. Yeah, people live under TV shows and hit movies. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV. Cool. So I did that already this week. That's a beautiful thing, man. And that's my thing there. What the fuck is that supposed to be, man? Where's this Pluto TV bullshit, motherfucker? I love the fact that I can print remote, but it just... Hey, man. What the fuck is that? Why does it spit out a piece of paper? All right, man. Here's Pluto. Here's D-Herbs. Pluto. And then there's the promo. All right, man. Okay, all right, all right, all right, all right. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. All right. How much time we got on this motherfucker? I'm Kenny Slagg, and for the next 60 minutes... Oh, here we go. Now, the only problem that I have with all this shit, with the sounds and the haptics... is the goddamn, I can't get it to turn off. You know what I'm saying?
Kenny Slagg. Kenny.
Kenny Slagg. Yeah, Kenny, yeah, Kenny, yeah, Kenny, yeah, Kenny. What you're saying is, yeah, Kenny. Yeah, Kenny, yeah, Kenny, oh, yeah, Kenny. Or, oh, yeah, Kenny. Here's Bob Waterman to demonstrate.
Oh, Kenny, yeah, Kenny, all right.
That's Bob Waterman. Do you really add 2 inches to your
penis?
Well, here is a testimonial from Bert Guycott. Bert lives in Madison, Wisconsin. I didn't believe it was possible, but I used the Yakini affirmation that is taught by Kenny, and I took out a tape measure a month later. It's unbelievable, but it was there. You added inches. I added 2 full inches, nothing more, because they don't guarantee it anymore. We guarantee you'll add 2 inches to the
penis
or your money back. Shit. Good luck finding us. Shakey's Pizza, 65 years Shakey's been around? That means Shakey's has been around since 1953? No shit. I remember going to Shakey's in high school, man. We've got Shakey's Pizza here in California. He's got Shakey's Pizza in the rest of the country. I don't remember. I remember it here in California, Pasadena. I'm Kenny Slagg. I'm Malcolm F. Pethito. God damn it. This is Malcolm F. Pethito, and this is Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Jesus H. Christ.
Cut. What, I'm sorry, Kenny, you know, we gotta use Malcolm because our regular announcer, Roy, is out with tonsillectomy, was killed, is dead. Yeah.
Oh my God, what happened to him?
He got run over by something, a train or something. I forget what happened. He's got a drinking problem. He was stumbling down some railroad tracks. So,
but that's okay. I'm here for you.
Yeah, thanks, Malcolm.
Oh, well, my brother is here for you.
Okay.
Now, I have to tell you...
excuse me, Mr. Engineer, we're using your studio.
Yep, you're using my studio again.
Kenny Slagg. Principles of Abundance in the 21st... Sure.
E.
Cut. What the fuck is that? All right.
Cut.
Testing. Okay, so that's done. I need that. I don't need this. Goodbye. And I don't need this, but we're not going to. Okay. And we do need this. And we do need this. We do need this. Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm ready to go, man, if you is. Here we go. This is Kenny Slaggs, Principles of Abundance. Wait a minute. I have to do the spots.